So what are the normal symptoms that, we can expect and from a mental health perspective see in persons and in communities right after a tragic event like this? 9/11 is a good example. There are different kinds of and different categories of problems that we see. Some of them are just purely physical. So you'll see people with sleep disorders emerging, a lot of fatigue, nausea, fainting, weaknesses, abnormal or idiopathic somatic complaints, elevated blood pressure, headaches, children get stomach aches, rapid heart rate, teeth grinding, things like that. Cognitive problems also emerge. People who are normally used to being very accurate and precise in presenting information will forget things. Or we'll hear one thing and report it differently. And so just the information processing is a little bit distorted. That's normal right in the aftermath of these kinds of things. Feelings of uncertainty, indecision, poor attention and concentration. This kind of event really forces you to examine yourself, who your family is, who your community is, and a real sense of identity crisis can occur.
Can we work through this stuff on our own? Is it true that our brain, while we may not be actively thinking about these events, our brain is chugging away, moving us towards some kind of recovery?
Human beings are incredibly resilient. And, you know, we have a remarkable ability to recover and to use a lot of our skills to recover from these traumatic events. And so, you know, there's a lot of optimism in that regard. However, even people who are going to do well and would do well by themselves, you know, we often see this in policemen and firemen and a lot of first responders who don't feel like they need a lot of intervention. But research has consistently shown that even a simple debriefing, a one-meeting debriefing, reduces the incidence of like the fatigue symptoms, the physical stress, the emotional distress, and it also reduces the duration that a person is going to be affected by the trauma itself.
Is there anything constructive we can be doing just in our lives to kind of help us recover from
trauma? Well, that's a great
trauma?
Question. Right. Sticking to a normal routine is really important, even though you feel a bit fragmented and shattered by the events. Talk about it with people that you love and care about. Don't try to hold in those feelings. Maybe even have a family time where you can just process it, especially if it comes on the news or something like that. Being open with your feelings, processing them as they occur. Don't let kids stay home from school unless they're really not able to function. The most important thing is to get kids back to school, get people back to work, and to get us back into as normal a routine as possible. Avoid drugs and alcohol. And again, you know, when I think back a year ago to when Tessa's house was hit by that airplane, or even when Harris Aircraft lost
the float plane.
Yeah. You know, in both of those cases, I was so moved by the incredible compassion in this community. I mean, the other thing is, don't stay socially isolated. You know, a lot of people in this town not only reached out and helped, like in the search, and helped Tess, you know, find a place to stay, and reached out to the families of the people that were lost in that airplane. There were healing ceremonies and community events, and we've already had several. I mean, this is an incredibly giving and compassionate community, especially when events like this happen. If it helps you participate in those events and allow yourself to grieve and to express a kind of support for the family. And if you don't feel that way, you know, sometimes just sitting and meditating or praying or going to a good yoga class, exercising, whatever it is that feels therapeutic to you is an important thing to do.